We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Hashochei b'Shabbos l'chola, if one slaughters an animal for a sick person, so it was permissible to do so. We are assuming it is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, a person whose life is in danger, and that's why you would be able to be over even a malacha d'oraisa for them of slaughtering an animal. Bein shechala me'esval, bein shechala yom, whether they became sick before Shabbos or on Shabbos, mutar habari lechol mimenu chai b'Shabbos. A healthy person is allowed to eat from that meat as well, as long as it is raw. Aval hamevashel awasa shar malachos lechola. But if one cooks for a chola, or they performed any other malacha for a chola, where it was done obviously beheter in this type of situation, aser labari o lechola she'im bo sakana. It is prohibited for a healthy person or someone who is sick but their life is not in danger, so you could not have done, since their life is not in danger, you would not be able to perform a malacha d'oraisa for them. Those people are not allowed to eat or benefit from that malacha which was done for the chola d'chashina shema yarba b'shvilo. We fear that you might come to perform more malachas for them. As opposed to the shechita, where you slaughter the entire animal, you can't just slaughter the animal for the amount of meat that you need for the chola sheyesh b'sakana. Rather, the entire animal is now shechted, even if you only wanted to slaughter for the chola sheyesh b'sakana. So therefore, a bari or a chola sheyein b'sakana would allowed to be benefit from that, since there is no chashash that you might come to be marba, that you might come to perform more malacha for them, as you have enough meat in that shechita. As opposed to cooking for a chola sheyesh b'sakana, where you can cook one piece of meat for the chola sheyesh b'sakana, and we are afraid that if a chola sheyein b'sakana or a bari is eating from that malacha, you might come to cook more meat for them as well. Throw in another piece of meat into the pot. The Mishnah Berurah says that this prohibition of riba b'shiurim is prohibited mido raisa, even if you throw all the pieces of meat in at one time, the pieces of meat for the chola sheyesh b'sakana and the pieces of meat which a healthy person is going to be eating, even if you throw them all in before you put it on the fire, that is still prohibited. And the Mishnah Berurah brings another day which says that it is only an iser d'rabbanan since all the actions are done at one time. However, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that really the first opinion, that it is an iser d'oraisa, is the correct opinion. The Mishnah Berurah makes another two interesting points. One is that you are allowed to taste